From Ride to Life in Michigan, this is Life Beat. I'm Jeffrey Vance. Everybody knows somebody who's adopted. It's one of the most selfless things that you can do. And I am talking to Chris Fossey, who is the Director of Adoption Services at Bethany Christian Services. Welcome to Life Beat, Chris.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Guess I should mention first that November is National Adoption Month. Now, say a woman, a single woman, or I guess a married woman, is considering adoption. She comes to Bethany. What happens?
Any woman with an unplanned or untimely pregnancy who would come to us would work with one of our counselors. These are trained social workers and counselors who would help her explore what the pregnancy means for her, why she's considering adoption, what an adoption plan might look like, but also what are the barriers to parenting, and if she chose to parent, what would a parenting plan look like? We want her to really try on her different options so that in the end she can say, I looked at all of it, I made an informed decision, and I made the best one for both of us or all of us at that point in my life.
Now, does she decide at that point that whether or not she would like to be, if she's interested in an open or closed adoption?
Well, often moms will plan on the kind of adoption they want. But one of the things that we're finding with open adoption is that even a family that says, well, we're going to get together once a year, once they meet, because part of the process is that mom and that dad, if he's involved, would not only select an adoptive family, but they would meet that adoptive family. And usually when they meet and start to get to know each other, they say, you know, I think we want to get together more than we thought. They find connections. And that's why when we talk about the adoptions that we work with, we talk about God plans. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a meeting between expectant parents and their chosen adoptive family, and they found connections and commonalities that no one knew about. And then we know it's God's hand.
Sure. Now with so many blended families anyway, I imagine adopted families don't look much different than, the blended family.
There are some of the same issues, and in some ways it's easier, because there are some very clean and clear lines. With adoption, it's sometimes even clearer than a blended family.
We just discussed what happens when a woman considers adoption. Let's go to the other end. What happens when a family is looking to adopt and they come to Bethany? What happens to them?
A family who chooses to adopt would come to us and have to start a process of a home study and an educational process, because we all come with, well, I know this person who is adopted or that person who adopted, but it may not be the norm, or I may have some biases in there. So we have to work with our families to educate them about not only their own experience with adoption, but the experience of birth families and, of course, the experience of kids. Because, for example, kids need to know their history, but sometimes we have to help adoptive parents understand why that history is so important. So a family comes, they go through orientation, they begin a home study process. The home study process is legally mandated. So the law in the state defines what the home study has to look like. There are also other standards an agency like Bethany has to meet, accreditation standards, and our own standards as an agency. So the family goes through their home study. In the process, they start to make some decisions about the level of openness that they think they're comfortable with, and then they start that long process of waiting for God's timing for the child that he intends for their family.
Right to Life in Michigan is proud to join with Bethany Christian Services in promoting National Adoption Month for November. I've been speaking with Chris Fossey, Director of Adoption Services at Bethany. Now, Chris, if somebody wants to get more information, you have a website or phone number, how do people contact you?
If people would like more information about adoption, any of the kinds we talked about, they can go to our website, which is www.bethany.org, or call us at 1-800-BETHANY.
That's an easy number to remember. All right, Chris, thanks for your time with Life Beat.
Thank you, Jeffrey.